Let's get started. We have to finish up one last point from last night's shiur. We're in Siman Tzadik, Sif Yud Beis. And the Mechaber said that it's a mitzvah to run the shul, and even on Shabbos, where we have an mitzvah to run, but on for Dvar Mitzvah, it's permitted in a mitzvah. And then the last point of the Shulchan Aruch, which is what we have to see the Mishnah Berurah on, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Aval keshi yetzei mibeis hakneses asur larutz." When he leaves the shul, he's not allowed to run, because he shouldn't show that he's in a hurry to get away from the Beis Hashem. So we'll see the Mishnah Berurah, "Mem gimel asur larutz." We're not allowed to run out of shul. "V'lo lifsoyat tiyagasa." Not only not to run, we shouldn't take a large step either. "Lefi shemara atmai sheikuv Beis hakneses deima alav kamasli," because he gives the impression that being in the Beis Knesset is a pain, it's a muscle, it's a burden for him, and therefore he should not rush out of the shul. He should not make it look like he wants to get this burden off of his shoulders. But madarim amurim, when do we say this? Very interesting. He's going to business. But if he's, let's say, running away from the shul in order to get back to the shul as quickly as possible, so then it's permitted. Or if he wants to run from the shul to get to the Beis HaMidrash, it's also permitted. If he's leaving in order to come back, and the reason why he's running is because he wants to get back as soon as possible, so then mitzvah lovers. It's a mitzvah to run in order to return quickly. If he's going from the Beis HaKnesses to the Beis HaMidrash, that it says in Shulchan Aruch that it's a mitzvah to go, that he should go from one mitzvah to the next, from the Beis HaKnesses to the Beis HaMidrash. So mimela, that's also, it's a mitzvah, kadei lo ma taira. And we don't have to worry about the impression that he's giving, because here he's doing a mitzvah. Let's go further. Sif Yud Gimel. Siman Tzadik, Sif Yud Gimel. Mutter laruk the Beis HaKnesses. It is permitted to spit in the Beis HaKnesses. That means no, it does not violate the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses by doing so. I see you're already making faces. Oh, he says when there was dirt flows. You're making a very good point. The Mishnah Berurah later in the Halakhas of the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph, he says that people that they, in their own home would be makpid not to spit on the floor, so then the Beis HaKnesses shouldn't be worse than their own home, and then they should also not spit in the Beis HaKnesses. That's true. And L'chora, he means even in a place where they had dirt floors, but if he's a rich person or something, that's something he wouldn't do. So then, enachinami. So that's not that respectful. Huh? I still haven't heard that last word. Oh, I hear you say, in Elena, there was a meaning to spit. No, it means any time. He just has phlegm or something and he needs to get out of his throat. He could spit on the floor. Yeah, that's min hadin. It's not considered to be a zilfil of the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. But again, we have this point from this number. If he wouldn't do it in his own home, then he shouldn't be doing it in the shul. That is considered disrespectful. Okay, so let's see. We're going now, assuming that it's something that would be normal to be done. So it's mutter laruk b'Beis HaKnesses. He's permitted to do this. V'dorsa baragla, but he should rub it with his foot, so that it doesn't stand out, it doesn't disgust anybody, and also it's not disrespectful to the shul to leave the spit not absorbed into the ground. Just yeah, or mechasei the gemi, or you can cover it with something. Gemi is like some kind of a grass or something, so that also is good enough. It doesn't have to be absorbed, then it just is covered. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah mem dalid larutz b'beis hakneses. Excuse me, laruk. You shouldn't spit in the Beis HaKnesses. Let me try that again. Lo ruk b'beis HaKnesses. He is permitted to spit in the Beis HaKnesses. Pirish. Shaloi b'shas tefila shmona esrei. We're not talking about doing shmona esrei. Elikhu in kriya shma b'rikasa. Could be even kriya shma b'rikasa, but not in the shmona esrei. Aval b'tefila shmona esrei aser lo ruk. And shmona esrei, it's aser to spit. Kedil kaman simen tzadik zayin tzad beis ayin sham. Mem hei. V'dor tzad baraglav. He said you have to step on it with your foot. Shaloi yeh megula mipnei kavod, for the kavod of the Beis HaKnesses, it shouldn't be uncovered, so he should step on it with his foot to get it into the absorbed into the ground. V'roitzeh shaloi yaruk tadir saman eitza. If a person doesn't want to have a lot of phlegm, the Beis HaKnesses in the shul, so there's an eitza for him. Yolais kaidem kenisasei shayrish masik shkaren licorice. He can chew on a sweet root that's called licorice, that's not obviously the candy talking about that there's a root that has a medicinal quality that it seems to stop a person from needing to spit. Va'afba b'ikur shari, and this is permitted even though it's before davening. Deloy shayach b'zeh gaiva. That's not called gaiva v'gam ein machnes agufo. He's not eating it, he's just putting it in his mouth. So if, yeah, like a gum or a mint, something like that. I don't know if gum helps to take away the saliva, but al-kapanim, that's the idea. It's something to chew on that it seems it had medicinal qualities that it would help for the saliva. But on Erev Yom Kippur and Erev Tisha B'Av, it's aser. He shouldn't chew on this licorice root. She's shyer on the sikus b'fiv, because then the sweetness is going to remain in his mouth. And when he swallows his spit, he's going to be swallowing the sweetness, and that's like eating. It's a chatishir, but al kapanim, it's like eating, and therefore it's us to make that sweetness in his mouth that he would end up swallowing on Yom Kippur or on Tish B'Av itself. One last Mishnah Berurah here, Memvav, Mechaseo Begami, or he can either step on it, or he can cover it with a gemi, with a reed, a piece of grass, Ratzalaymar, She'im, Yesh, Tevin, if there's straw, a gemi, or there's gemi, whatever it is exactly, some kind of a grass, the basic kinesis, that's on the floor of the basic kinesis, so it seems that they had, even like you're saying, it was dirt floors, and they had some straw or something on the floor, and that was there. It would cover up whatever schmutz was there, so maybe they could spit, and then it would be under the straw, so no problem. Now he doesn't have to rub it with his foot. Because the spit itself is covered by the straw. But let's go further. Sif yadalit yashkim adam the base of kinesis. A person should be mashkim to the base of kinesis. He should be early in shul. That he should be zeichet to be from the yud rishonim, from the first 10 people in the shul. It's a maila for a person, if he can, to be from the first 10 people that get into the shul. The Gemara says that even 100 people come after him, he's neitel schar kulam, he gets the schar of everybody. So it's a big maila to be from the asara rishonim, says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Mem Zayin. Kadeshiyimna, that he should be zeket to be counted among the Asara Rishonim, Vidavka, she is Palel Sham Imohem. This whole Maila that the Filu Mea Bayam Akarav, Neitel Karkulam, is Davka if he actually is Mispalel. It means the person's time he's up early and he comes to Shul and he's there first and then he leaves. That's not a Maila. It means that the Maila is to be from the first there of those who are Mispalel. And I was trying to dig around a little bit to find a pshat, the pashtus over here is because he's the one who's bringing the Shekhinah, and right, the first 10 people are bringing the Shekhinah, so that's the schus, it's a big schus to be counted among the first 10 people, because he's the one who's bringing Shekhinah. Let's go further. Sif Tezvav in the Mechaber, Im Nishar Adam Yechidi, if a person is left behind davening by himself, Yehidi mispal b'beta kinesis shevasadais and the shuls that were out in the fields. In the time of Chazal, it was normal that the shuls were out in the sadais, and if a person would be left behind, he was all by himself, so it would be dangerous, either because of mazikim or stamazai, because it was nighttime and he was left alone, he would get scared. And the Gemara says that that's kilu teiref nafshay. It's cruel to leave the person all alone. And now the Mechaber is going to be maisif that not only in the fields, which certainly is an agmas nefesh, but even in a shul, our shuls, which are in the city, it's not nice to leave the person davening by himself, and therefore he should not do so. And then the Ramah is going to be maisif not only by night, but even by day, there are those that are machmer. Oh, yafilu bebeis hakenesis shebe'ir, even a shul that's in the city, not like their times, but like our times, in the tefilas arvis, if it's ma'ariv. So the Mechaber was only machmer in our shuls by night, shemis palam b'layla, because at least it's nighttime and there is some agmas nefesh. He does have some discomfort and he doesn't feel at ease when he knows that he got left alone in the shul. Then chayev chaver lahamtin loy ad sheyasayim tefilah asay. Then the person who's left behind, if there's one other person, he should at least one should stay behind and make sure that he's not by himself. Kadeshli is vulnerable, but tefillah, so that he shouldn't get confused in his tefillah. V'yesh Machmirim says the Haggah here in the parentheses, V'yesh Machmirim afilu b'yoyim. There are those who are Machmir even by yom, even by daytime, of a basic Knesset Shalano, in our schools, Shehem Beer, that are in the city. So we had basically the Iker Din of the Gemara was in their schools, which are out in the field, and that was very scary to be left alone, and there were Mazikim, and he was vulnerable. And that, for sure, he would be disturbed, his tefillah would be disturbed if he was going to be left alone, so there's a chiyuv min adin to stay with a person. And then we have a whole discussion with our shuls and the Rishaynim, how much to be machmir. Our shuls are certainly different than their shuls because they're in the city, and the Mechaber holds that we only have to be machmir by Ma'ariv, and the Ramah says that there are even those who are machmir by day, we shouldn't leave somebody behind davening. I'll see exceptions to the rule. It seems like it's even today in a shul like this. Yep, that's what it seems. Now we'll see the exceptions to the rule. Exception number one, the Mechaber finishes his sentence. The Marech bebakashos v'tachanunim. If this person, the reason why he's left behind is because he's davening long, he's saying extra tefillas and tachanunim, so then there's no chiyuv, because obviously he feels comfortable to be Marech and take the chance of being left behind because he's interested in his arichas of tefillas. So then you can leave him behind, there's no problem. Not to be mamtin for him. So that's the first exception to the rule. We'll see other cases. Mr. Burris says, let's say if he showed up late, so that's his problem that he's going to get left behind because he showed up late and he showed that he didn't mind being behind the tzibur, so we can leave him. Well, let's see the Mr. Burris now on these points. Yeah, Sivkat and Mamchaz. Yeah, question. You're asking an interesting question. You want to know if there are other people in the building, but they're not, and the basement is going to be cleared out. But the shul wherever he's happening is cleared out, but there's a room downstairs, another place where they're going to be learning. I don't know. Excellent question. I didn't come across anything, but you know, I can look it up. Okay. Memchev. Sivkan Memchev Lahamtin. We said that a person has a chiyuv to wait for this person, that he shouldn't be left alone. V'davka im nichnasu b'shavet. This is only if they all came together. Then we have a chiyuv to not leave the person behind. Aval im nichnas yichidi b'shah shalo yuchal l'sayim imoyim filasai. He came at a time, he came so late, that it was not possible for him to finish his own tefillahs by the time the tzibur would be finished their tefillahs. So he came in with the understanding that he was going to be left behind all alone. So then, ein chayiv lahamtin light. We don't have a chiyuv to wait for him. Kevin Shiroya Shol Yuchal L'Sayim Imam. He saw up front that he was not going to be able to finish with them. The nichnas, and he came in anyway. It galay milzah shenam mafachid. He shows that he's not scared. And nishra yichidiv. He's going to be left behind. Miu midas chasidus lahamtin av b'chay gavna. But it's a midas chasidus. Even in such a case, that he shouldn't leave him alone. Even though he knew that he was going to end up alone, but in the end, so-called self, the guy is going to be left alone, so it's still a need of chassidus to keep him company. One person should stay behind. Memtes. Barutza. Oh, this is Vaita. Finish. Okay, we finished the whole thing. So that was it. So we had the Machlokas, the Mechaber, and the Ramah in our shuls. If it's applicable in the city, the Mechaber says only at night. The Ramah says even in the day. And then we have two exceptions. One is if the person is marech with tachanunim, and the other exception is if he came late, he wouldn't have been able to finish with them. Let's go further. Tziv tez zayin. This halakha is a halakha that comes up several times. I'm mentioning this for a reason. It'll help us later. It comes up in Siman Tzadik Beis. We're talking about that a person has a chiyuv to go. He's traveling, and he has to travel an additional 4 mil, a parsa, to get to a minyan. Even though he'd like to stop here, he has to travel an additional parsa to get to a minyan, or he even has to travel backwards a mil in order to go to a minyan, even though he already stopped and he really would like to stop for the night in his travels, but he has to go back. And this a mil is it's less than a mile. It's the amount of time it takes to travel 18 minutes. It's 18 minutes. Yes, walking. 18, that's partly why I want to talk about this minute. It's less than a mile. Yeah, a mil is 2,000 amas. So anyway, this halakha is mentioned here in Shulchan Aruch about going to a minyan. It's mentioned soon. We'll see it in Tzadik Beis. It's a couple of simanim in regards to washing the hands before tefillah. And it's mentioned also in Siman Kuf Samech Gimel in regards to washing hands for a suda. For a suda. That's, I think, as many times as mentioned, or a chayma. And we'll see that in each place, the Mishnah Berurah will say something a little bit different, and it's going to be Nogeya for Halach L'maisi. We'll come back to that B'zeh Hashem. Let's just see the Mechaber now. Sifta Zion, Ha'olek Baderech, a person who is traveling, and we'll talk about the Mishnah Berurah if he's not traveling, but if he's traveling, V'giya Le'ir, and he reaches his destination, Rutsa Lalunba. He's stopping for the night. He's traveling from Lakewood, and he got to Mawa. And he doesn't want to come all the way to Muncie. He's ready to stop, but there's no minyan in Mawa. So he wants to, the question is, does he have to continue further? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Im lefanav ad dalad milin, if there's another 4 mil, which is that's a parsa, another 4 mil, Malkam shem is palun basara, there's 10 people that are davening, and the minyan there, tarak lele k'sham. He's mechoyev to go to Muncie, he can't stop in Mawa. The akrav, and afterwards, tarak lakzar ad mil, and he also has to go backwards. It means if he already passed the place that had a minyan, and now he got to his destination, and he realizes there's no minyan there, he's got a chiyuv to go back in his journey, mil. Kedeli is palo basara, in order to be mispalo with a minyan, in order to have a tefillah b'minyan. Okay, let's see that. Now, Agav, we mentioned 2 nights ago, Rav Moshe says that there's a chiyuv to be mispalo with a tzibur, with a minyan, and this was his raya. That here we see is a chiyuv, a person is a mechuyev to continue traveling. So obviously, if it wouldn't be a chiyuv, if a whole Indian of davening with a minyan is not a chiyuv, then how can you say that I'm mechuyev to travel another 4 mil? What's the limit? So the limit is 4 mil. That's the limit. Well, this is when he's traveling. He has to go 4 mils. A mil is 8,000 amas. A mil is 2,000 amas, and 4 mil is 8,000 amas. Yeah, I don't know if you want to. And in modern measurements, so if you want to be very machmir, we have the chazanish. It's a little less than 2 feet. We'll call it 2 feet. So we're talking about a couple miles. Yeah, 8,000 amas, so 16,000 feet. So it's a little bit more. It's about around 3 miles. Around 3 miles. Yeah. 5,000 feet. Yeah, it's close. It's around three miles. So, and but that's only in the direction that he's traveling. To go back is it's less 3/4 of a mile. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Mill is 2,000 miles.
I don't know what's it.
A cubit probably isn't.
I don't know. It's a cubit.
Okay, very good. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah now. Sivkatan Memtes. Memtes, Rutsa Lalunba, means he's planning on staying in this place. Then Babaiker, we're talking about at night, but the same thing really applies in the morning. Babaiker, Madarak, Haileka, Fafanov, Vidalad Milin, if the place where he's staying there's no Minyan, and he's traveling anyway, and if he could get to the place in Zman Tefillah, like we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, so then he would be Mukhayev to start his journey and get to that place where he can have a minyan. Yesh makom shemispalon ba'asara, if within 4 mil, there's a place where the davening ba'asara with 10 people, yamtin ad yegi yasham. He should wait to daven his chakras in the place where they have a minyan. V'hu shal yidei zeh, lo yavar zman kriyashma tefillah. That's only assuming that he can make zman kriyashma tefillah. But if he can make zman kriyashma tefillah, then it would be preferable for him to travel away from the place where there's no minyan and get to the place where there is a minyan. Fine. So he said this is im lefanav, if he has in front of him a minion within 4 mil, he's mechuyev to go there. V'davka b'derech ha'ilekes lefanav. This is only if it's actually on his path in the way that he's going. But if he's going to have to go to the sides, he's not mechuyev. Shabalav ha'chi yitzarek l'vasarav l'olei sham. He's anyway going to have to go there, so then it's not out of his way. So then he's mechuyev to go 4 mil. It's just he wanted to stop now, and he should continue traveling until he gets to his minion 4 mil away. But the sides, which is out of his way, the journey, so then he would, it's like going backwards, and he doesn't have to go more than 1 mil. 1 mil. Means I guess he'll decide, instead of staying where he was planning on lodging, he'll lodge in the next place, which is 4 mil ahead. That's interesting. So I think we're assuming that he wouldn't have to go any way out of his way to lodge also. Yeah, means that there'll be another city in 4 mil. He's planning on stopping this city, and he'll continue on to the next city. That's what I'm assuming, something like that. Yeah. So we said that he'd be mechuyev to go to this place where there's a minion. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Also, just like he's not mechuyev to go out of his way, he's not mechuyev to end up alone. So he doesn't have to travel by himself in order to daven with a minion. And also we're talking about that he doesn't have to travel at night. He can still get there by daytime. If he's going to end up getting there at night, he's not mechuyev. There's a Gemara in Tzach, and the Gemara said that a person should always be yikanes b'chitoyev, because he has to leave in the daytime and arrive in the daytime. A person shouldn't travel at night. Now, the first, we'll see application of these halachas over here. The first point that we have to address is this. They asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky about our modern day travel. We have the roads are well lit, and we have there's no danger more at night than by the daytime to be traveling. So then he says that it could be there's no problem to travel at night, and it's lefi ha'inyan. I mean, maybe if they have more sakana at night, I don't know if they have issues with terrorists or whatever, but al kapanim, it's lefi ha'inyan. So if night travel is not any less than day travel, so then this is not a consideration that he's not going to be able to get there by day. Yeah, plenty of people travel at night and they have no problem with it. So that's what he says, is that this inyan of kitoiv was in a time when it was danger to be traveling at night, and it could be the same thing with the Yelech Yechidi. I mean, many people travel today, you know, they don't have carpool, you know, many people are traveling Yechidi, so to speak, and there's no problem. Okay, I don't know if a person would be scared to be on the road. I don't know, maybe certain neighborhoods and they're the only person on the road is late at night, and I can have it. So that's what we'll see. If there's such a place that it would be uncomfortable for him to be the only one on the road, so then you have to kind of judge it by the situation. But the general concept that Chazal says that you don't travel by yourself, you don't travel at night, these were gedarim, these were considerations that were for their times, and today it could be it's not such a concern. Let's go further. I'm Prima Gadim, Shikasav de Baderek in Nizamin Loy, Asaralis Palo, Mincha Akarchati Shah, Shakarchat Soy, that if a person is traveling and right now where he is, he has an opportunity to daven an early mincha right away at mincha gedayla, which it could be is not the ideal time to daven api alacha, but your yoytei mincha, and later who knows if he'll have a minyan. So why isn't that preferable mincha gedayla? Because the poskim in Siman Reish Lamed and Gimel say that it's better to daven in mincha katana in the second half, and that's when the korban tamid was brought every day. And there were times of the year that it could be brought earlier, like Erev Pesach, it could be brought earlier, but normally the Korban Tamid was brought from Mincha Katana and onwards, and that's why since the Mincha, the Tfilas Mincha is connected, the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, it's preferable to daven it after Mincha Katana, in the latter half of the afternoon. Yeah, certainly. Mincha Katana is, in Shalish Manias, if you divide the day into exact equal 12 hours, Jewish hours. So then it would be an hour and a quarter before the Shkia. Yeah. So that's Mincha Katan. Excuse me, I just told you I made a mistake. I just told you Plaga Mincha. Mincha Katan is 2.5 hours before Shkia. Yeah. 2.5 hours. Yeah. From 2.5 hours before Shkia till Shkia. Yeah, that time is Mincha Katan. In other words, the 6 hours of the afternoon, the first 3.5 hours is called Mincha Gedolah, and the last 2.5 hours is called Mincha Katan. Yeah. However, there are a lot of places that daven and the Vilna Goin held that you should daven early, right away, Mincha Gedolah, and the Chazon Ish was noeg like that, and Bnei Brak, they're makpid b'davka to daven Mincha Gedolah, all tzviz and makdimin, even though the mitzvah is not as ideal, but because of the concept of zrizes, to do a mitzvah as soon as possible, so they dive in early. And also, it just depends on, I don't know, shuls, work schedules, or if there's a business that has a minion, or if there's a yeshiva that has a minion, they work it out according to their schedule. It could be, even if it's not ideal, but it could be it's for convenience, they will make an earlier, they won't necessarily consider the before Mincha Katan or after. And the Mishnah Berurah, he mentions that there are opinions that are not bothered by this, making a early Mincha. But here he doesn't go into it, just as the Prima Gadams are assuming that you would prefer to daven in Mincha Katana, but in such a situation you would be allowed to make an exception to your preference. Yeah, let's just see that inside again from the beginning. Vine prima gadim shikasa devaderek. If a person is traveling, im nidamin le asara lis paul mincha acher chatzisha acher chatzos. A person has an opportunity to make an early mincha, at least a half an hour after chatzos. We can't daven within that half an hour because Chazal said from the half an hour before chatzos and after chatzos, you can't tell from the shadows exactly when chatzos is. And so there shouldn't be any mistakes. They required us to daven mincha after half an hour after chatzos. So from that half an hour, even though it's only mincha gedolah, it's not mincha katana, he's permitted to daven. Rishai avogav de balavach ein kedai lechatchila. It would be preferable not. Kedis v'simin rishlam and gimel kan mutter. Here it's mutter because he doesn't know if he'll have a minyan later. So better to daven the early mincha than to not have a mincha whatsoever later. We said he's mechuyev to go 4 mil forward on his path. He doesn't have to go out of his way, but 4 mil forward and 1 mil back. Ayin sivkatan kaidem. Look before what we mentioned about this concept. He doesn't have to go out of his way. By yoyishay bebeisai. Now let's talk about a person who's in his house. So the whole sif in Shulchan Aruch was discussing a traveler. What if he's not traveling? What's halacha with him? So the truth is, it doesn't say clearly in the Gemara. But at least we could understand that he would be mechuyev at least to go a mil. The truth is that he had to go 4 mil forward, which was not out of his way, and 1 mil backwards. Really, if we would be honest with ourselves, he should have to go 2 mil from his house. Okay, he has to go there and back. He says, well, it's the same thing. He has to go to the shul, and then he has to come back. Okay, he has to go a mil. He has to go a mil out of his way, which comes out to 2 mil of traveling, 1 mil there and 1 mil back. The person who went out of his way when he's traveling also had to go back a mil and then get back to his place where he wants to travel from is another mil, it's a 2 mil. Okay, so Al Kapani is the shul's is 1 mil away. Al-Kain, a Darbi Yishuv, a person who lives, and the Yishuv means he lives out in the outskirts of something, a place where they don't have a minyan. Toich mil, a Mokam Shem is Paul and Basara, but he's within a mil of a place where they have a minyan. Tarach Leilek, B'kol Yoyim B'baikar, he's Mechuyev every morning to go, Leis Paul Basara, to be Mispal with a minyan. Avaloy Be'erev, but at night he's not Mechuyev, like we mentioned before, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch, he shouldn't be Mechuyev to travel at nighttime. So, Erev, in the evening, he won't be Mechuyev, Ki Ein Tarach Leilek, B'laila, B'derek, B'shvil Minyan. He doesn't have to travel at night for a minyan. And says the Mishnah Berurah, V'zeh HaSif, this Sif, who Teichachas Megula, this here is a clear teichacha, ba'eisan ha'anashim shem be'ir, the people that they live in the city and they have a minyan, and there's atklim lelek le'beisakhaneses, and they're too lazy to get to shul, le'spal mincha mayrev, zadav mincha mayrev, because that they certainly would be mechuyev, it's in the city, they have no excuse. Fine, okay, more teichacha, huh? today we have no excuses, Baruch Hashem, Kanein Har. You live in Munson, you have great opportunities. Every two steps, you have another shul. Okay, now, we obviously have to address another contemporary issue, which is if you have a car. You have a car, so traveling less than a mile away, it is mamish, a 2-minute drive, a minute and a half away, it is really not an inconvenience, and so the question is like this. It's not over here, we'll see it later in Tzadik Beis. And Tzadik Beis, when the Mishnah Berurah discusses going to wash your hands before davening, so there he says, what about if you're riding on a horse, reichev? So the Mishnah Berurah says that reichev is the same as walking. Yeah, in other words, you have to go a mil, and that's it. Chazal gave a distance of a mil, 2,000 amas, and it doesn't matter how you get there. You're walking, you're riding a horse. If it's a good path, it's a paved road, it's not a paved road, no difference. A mil is a mil. Fine. That's in Tzadik Beis when he talks about you have to go wash your hands for prayer. And then, in Kuf Samech Gimel, in the halachas of washing your hands for a suda, for bread, on the Tzilas Yadayim, so there, the Bir Lacha brings down if he's got a Gamma Parcha. Whoever heard of a Gamma Parcha? It's a flying camel. You heard of a flying camel? You don't find them so often, but they have them every once in a while. They have these Gamma Parchas. The Gemara speaks about it. So a Gamma Parcha, a flying camel. Yeah, really, a flying camel. So now, but the Mishnah Berurah was not talking about a flying camel. The Mishnah Berurah was talking about a train. A train. Yeah? So they call it a Gamma Parcha. If you have a Gamma Parcha, a flying camel, a train, yeah, if you have a train, so then how long do you have to travel, how long of a distance do you have to travel to wash your hands for a Suda? Isn't this the Bir Lacha's question? Says the Bir Lacha, you don't judge it by the distance. It's not a mil. You judge it by the time. And the amount of time it takes to travel a mil is 18 minutes. This is a Bir Lacha there in the Lachas of the Suda. So now, Kan Shaila Ben, why is it then when he talked about washing hands for Shachris, he said that riding a horse is the same as walking. And when he talks about washing hands for a Suda, he says riding the train is different all of a sudden. Now, you don't judge it based on the distance, you judge it based on the time. This is a question that the Achronim are bothered by, and there are several answers to this question, and depending on the answer, it can make a difference for our halakha over here. The Shevet Alevi of Rav Osner, Zekatarik of Racha, so he said that the difference is as follows, that to not wash your hands, to eat bread without washing your hands, is an aveira. He's bekum ase, he's doing something he's not supposed to be doing. There's an isser to eat without washing your hands, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah is machmir. That's why he said that by a train, you have to look at the distance, don't look at the time. You have to look at the time, don't look at the distance. But when it comes to these other things, like washing hands before davening, it's a mitzvah. You can clean your hands, you don't need water. So it's a mitzvah to wash your hands with water. So for a mitzvah, we don't have to be so machmir. So says Rav Wozner, if that's the difference between those two halachas, so then this is also a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, it's avos haminyan. So for a mitzvah, you don't have to make yourself crazy, you don't have to be machmir, and you don't look at the time, you look at the distance. So therefore, a very lenient opinion, if it's more than a 2-minute travel by the car, you're putter from davening a minyan. Yeah, imagine. So that's the shave of the levy. Other achronim are machmer. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky is machmer, and Rabbi Benjamin Zilber, Rabbi Zilman Chaim Lachaim, is also machmer, because they say a different explanation. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says, as a beautiful word, he says that when you ride on a behema, it's not so comfortable. It's also wearying. It's not like walking, but the Gemara says that reichev kamahalech, a person who's riding, is like he's walking. It's a mahalech. It's a tikka to ride on a horse. That's true. Oh, just a second. Oh, but a flying horse, a gamla parka, a train. He says a car is a breeze. You're cruising. You're enjoying yourself. It's no problem, right? It doesn't. It's not a tirka on the goof. It's not wearying, and therefore, that's why the Mishnah Berurah said you don't look at the distance travel. You look at the time travel. That's what Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, and therefore, according to that explanation, so there's no difference between the halachas of washing hands for a suda, or washing hands for tefillah, or going to a minyan. In halacha, they're all the same. The difference is your mode of transportation. Walking or riding a horse is a pain, and therefore, no matter which halacha you're discussing, you're not mechuyev to go more than a mil. If you're in our Baruch Hashem, our modern conveniences, you got a nice car with your cushy seat and your smooth roads. So there's no reason why you can't be in the car for the amount of time that a person would have to walk, which is 18 minutes. If you're mechuyev to go 18 minutes out of your way to drive to a minyan, then that's the chiyuv. Rabbi Binyam Zober says maybe like the most pashta thing. He says that who's talking about flying camels? When Chazal said that you're mechuyev to go a mil, they're talking about normal travel. They're talking about walking. You're talking about riding a horse. But flying camels, they didn't put that into their shear. They gave a shear of a mil. They didn't think about that when they gave their distance of how far to go. So a gamla parka, which is an abnormal mode of travel, even though today it became normal to use a car, but since in the time of Chazal, when they gave the shear of a mil, it was talking about the normal mode of travel in the time of Chazal. So therefore, that shear of a mil, irregardless of whether you're walking or going on a horse or a good road, a bad road, that's all within the normal framework of travel, and therefore Chazal said a mil. But today, where we have a totally different mode of travel, which was not in the time of Chazal, so then the shear, we look at the zman of the shear, not of the distance of the shear. Yeah? Gamma Parka, it's mentioned in the Gemara. I don't know offhand. I remember specifically, huh? It's okay, like a very fast travel, a flying camel, a kvisa sederik. Huh? There's glad we're holding by Purim. I think that the Yavis says the Gemara says we don't know how to translate achashtar panei amelech. So the Yavit says achashtar panei amelech was a gamla parka, was a flying camel. They sent out the messages to the faraway medinas with these flying camels. I don't know. I don't know more than that. I don't know. Okay, very good. So Lechayim, since we're not talking about a major inconvenience, and you have major Gedolei Achronim, Rav Chaim, and the Beis Baruch that hold that you should go 18 minutes away and travel in your car. So Lechayim, that's the right thing to do. Yeah. Let's go further. We're up to Sif Yud Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch told us before that we have to travel in order to get to a minyan. So if we have to travel to get to a minyan, Kol Shekein, we should not travel away from the minyan. Before we daven, says the Shulchan Aruch, Yud Zayin, Yesh Mi Sha'imir Shemi Kol Shekein, it would then be a logical conclusion, Kol Shekein, Shelo Yashkim Adam Leilek Meir, Shemi Palin Baba Sar. He should not get up and leave the city where he has a minyan and then end up without a minyan. That he should not do.
Another city. They
sort of reach
the other city,
they're not sure if that's within. So then, yeah, it's okay. I think so. I mean, there are halachas of traveling before davening, but okay, you speak to a rav, your specific situation, and work it out. Pashtas, it should be okay. Certainly for a Tzarek Mitzvah, that's for sure. And it could be Parnassah, Tzarek Parnassah is also a Tzarek Mitzvah. Okay, you have to speak with a rav if you have a specific case. Okay. Again, if he's able to get to his destination when it's still daytime, in other words, if he's going to have to wait to daven shacharis with his minion, and then he'll get out to his travels later, and that will then push him off that he'll only get to his destination after night. We said he's not mechuyev to travel at night, according to the Shulchan Aruch. So mimele, he would not be mechuyev then to daven in the minion. Yeah, and also visually Tarech Lelechas Yechidi Hachar Tfilah, that it wouldn't make him to travel by himself. If his caravan is leaving and he's going to be stuck without any traveling people to travel with, So then he's not mechuyev to daven now with his minyan. But under a normal situation where he's not going to lose out by davening with a minyan, he shouldn't be leaving his minyan and getting onto his travels. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah now. Sukkot Nun Gimel. Leilech Meir, we said he shouldn't leave the city. Meiri, we're talking about Boilech Vedvar Rishus. It's talking about Dvar Rishus. Like we said, at Dvar Mitzvah, he has a Bismillah to get to something like that, he would be allowed to leave. I am the Prima Gadim. Look in the Prima Gadim. Shehikshik. Here is a kasha. The question is like this. The Shulchan Aruch is saying you're not allowed to travel before davening. Don't lose your minion. You have a minion here. Don't travel away from your minion. Which is mashma. The whole reason why he's not allowed to travel is because he's losing his minion. Now, we should be a little bit educated. We learned not so long ago in Simon Peites that you're never allowed to travel before davening. So why are you telling me that you can't travel before you're davening because you're going to lose your minion? You can't travel before davening. Why is he specifying like this is the only reason why you can't travel because you're losing your minion? You can't let you travel anyway. So that's a question. That's a prima gadam kasha. I'm prima gadam shiksha. Dekan mashma davka imal yidei zeh is batal etzloi tefillah b'tzibur. The whole problem over here is he's going to lose tefillah b'tzibur. If it wouldn't be for that consideration, sure, well, we have no problem with him traveling before Shacharis. The whole issue we have is that he's traveling and losing his minion. We learned already, you're never allowed to travel before Shacharis because you're not allowed to do your business in Malacca or eating or traveling. You're not allowed to do these things before Shacharis. So why are we only concerned about the minion all of a sudden? We should be worried about the traveling itself before Shach. So it says in Mishnah Berurah, Teretz, Ach, Lefima Shekasev Ramah Sham Agah, the Ramah wrote in the Agah, it's very good, Nicha. The Ma'iri, the Hagah said over there that it's only usher to do Malacha before Shacharis if he didn't say Brachas. But if he said Brachas, he started already his Avodas Hashem, then it's permitted. He can then do a Malacha. So Mr. Bruce says that could be the story that he said Brachas already. So now technically of Shacharis he could travel. But then we have another issue. We have the Minyan issue. That's how the Mr. Bruce wants to learn. Shamar bracha is kaidem atfila. He said his brachas v'afilu achi asar kan mishum bittel tfila b'tzibur. Now, this is my own problem. My lani is daiti. The Mishnah Berurah is over here using a ramah to explain the mechaber, and over there in Pei Tes, the mechaber didn't. This is a truma sedeshin. The mechaber didn't paskin like this. He holds that saying brachas doesn't help. You can't do anything until you daven Shmoneh Esrei. So it's hard for me to explain a machaber with a Ramah that the machaber himself doesn't agree to. But there's another explanation. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that the story over here was that he left before the Zman Tefillah. Talking about he left before Alos, and that would answer the question in a more simple way. So we'll stop here. Yeah.